More Idaho Matters right now. The Wasmus Center for Human Rights in downtown Boise is planning to build a one-of-a-kind human rights education center. This is a $3 million project. It's slated to break ground this fall. And Dan Prinzing, Executive Director of the Wasmus Center, is joining us live today to talk more. So, Dan, tell us about the new center and what it will be used for.
Well, this becomes such an exciting venture for us, as you said, Gemma, to put a one-of-a-kind human rights education center within the footprint of a one-of-a-kind human rights memorial. So this is not only going to be a space for all daily operations, staff programming development, but also that community space, a human rights classroom, exhibits, presentation, lunch and learns, really becoming that community space directly tied next to the memorial.
So, as I mentioned, Dan, this is a big project, $3 million. Where are you in terms of fundraising right now?
Well, and actually, that's been very exciting, Jim. We did not begin the campaign until March 2020. I mean, right in the, as we're going into a shutdown order.
Right in the pandemic.
Right. And so we were in a silent phase for the first several months. We did not go public until January. Well, as of last month, February 25th, we topped $2 million. So literally $2 million raised by foundations, businesses, and individuals supporting not only the work of the center, but that expansion of a presence within the heart of the capital city. Mm-hmm.
And Dan, correct me if I'm wrong, but didn't you just get a kind of a donation match that folks can be a part of?
We did. We received word at the end of February a major grant award from the MJ Murdoch Charitable Trust in Vancouver. Of that grant award, $350,000 is a one-for-one match. In other words, we raise $350,000, they'll match it and throw in their $350,000. And so already as a part of our strategy, how are we going to raise that final $1 million so that we can, in fact, break ground by the end of September, early October? We also just received a match of $10,000 for a first floor tribute to the late Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Local volunteer team wanted to create that tribute within the center, Legacy of the Justice, $10,000 match. Dollar for dollar, we raise another $10,000 for the tribute. They'll throw it and match it.
Wow. And that will be a standing tribute, correct, Dan? That's not something that will just be put up and then it will be permanent?
That will be a permanent. And it really sets the stage. You know, the volunteer team reached out to the late Justice's daughter, Jane Ginsburg, and said, what would you recommend? What would have been your mother's favorite quote that you would like to see on the wall of the new center? And Jane responded with, fight for the things that you care about, but do it in a way that will lead others to join you. So that's going to be very large and graphically present as you walk into the new center. And I thought, what a powerful message. That really speaks to the heart of our work.
Mm-hmm. And Dan, I'm curious then, because I mean, to be where you're at, I mean, frankly, to be able to raise the type of money that you've raised during a pandemic is pretty phenomenal. But I know you want it paid for before you break ground, to be fiscally responsible. So if folks want to donate, I think first, how do they donate? But I also think it's really important to talk about the fact that, yes, you get these phenomenal amounts of money and that's wonderful. But I mean, $5 makes a difference too, right?
Oh, very much so. Very much so. And actually, and we are seeing that in the day-to-day of folks that are really just stepping in to say, not only do they recognize what the building stands for, but it's the work that occurs within it, you know? So we're talking so much more than bricks and mortar. And it honestly is, Jim, it is the $5, the $10, the $25 that we're beginning to receive from donors throughout the United States to support the effort. So for all, we encourage folks, go to our website, wasmuscenter.org. Right there on the homepage is information about the campaign. Also, a short video shows how the new building will sit in relation to the memorial. Please email us, call us. We can walk through additional donor recognition opportunities or just to how to become a part of what is such an exciting project.
You know, Dan, social justice, it's never gone away. but has definitely been to the forefront, in particular this last year, as we come up on the killing of George Floyd at the end of May. Plus, we just honored the 1 year anniversary of the killing of Breonna Taylor in Kentucky. You know, what is your hope with the center when it, in particular, comes to social justice and, frankly, the inequities that we have seen in Idaho and that we continue to see?
Well, and so often, and I think it's even replicated or shown in the design of the building itself, that the Wasmus Center, the Idaho Anne Frank Human Rights Memorial, to be a beacon of light in times of darkness, that where does the conversation begin? Where do we begin to talk about a community of compassion? Where do we talk about justice? Where do we begin to have those conversations as a community for what do we want to be tomorrow? Recognize who we are today. What do we want to be tomorrow? What do we want this community to be for our children, for our grandchildren? And how do we begin to address the inequalities, the inequities that have existed? Let's start that conversation. And what better place than in the memorial and in the new education center?
Well, Dan, I want to thank you so much for coming on the program. We've been talking with Dan Prinzing, the Wasmus Center for Human Rights Executive Director. We will put a link on our website for folks who are interested. Dan, always good to talk with you.
Thank you so much.
And I want to thank all of you for being a part of Idaho Matters. Always appreciate you listening, being a part of the program. Our producers, Frankie Barnhill and Samantha Wright. I'm Gemma Gaudette. It is Tuesday. I hope you have a great rest of your day, and we'll see you back here tomorrow.